it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And we are continuing to talk to STEM champions. And today is a really exciting opportunity because I have two sisters who are both STEM champions. And I think that that's really exciting as a thing to kind of go through with your sibling and get to do. So if you both want to introduce yourselves, please go ahead.
Yeah, so hello. Thank you for allowing me to do this interview. My name is Advika Bhupala, and I'm from Morganville, New Jersey. And I'm in 12th grade, and my project is identifying anemia through images of the eye.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ananya Bhupala. I'm also from Morganville, New Jersey. I'm a senior in high school, and my project is called Using Machine Learning and Metabolomics to Identify Diagnosis Patterns in Multiple Sclerosis Patients.
That is so awesome. I think like both of those are really great projects. Now, I'm curious, because this was obviously something that you both did, what made you both decide to enter the National STEM Challenge? And as like a secondary question to that, were you very surprised that you both were named champions? Because that's a pretty big accomplishment for you, you know, to both get that.
Yeah, we're honored to be both selected. We're super excited to attend the National STEM Week. And we're super happy that we're both selected as national champions. And I guess to start off that question, I really liked how the National STEM Champion was challenge was run. Instead of a traditional like poster competition, they had us make a PDF instead, or like a visual guide for a project. And that was super out of the box. It was super unique, and I've done research a lot, and it's kind of the first time that I've seen such a unique approach to presenting research. So I really like the aspect of the competition.
Yeah, and I can go next. So I actually heard about the National STEM Challenge through the Army Educational Outreach Program, and I competed in the Army Educational Outreach Program's eCyber Mission Contest my freshman year. So that's kind of how I got to know about the National STEM Challenge. And I decided to compete with my independent research that I did. And I thought it was a really good opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Now, these, you know, to me are like pretty advanced things to be thinking about, and like medicine and helping early diagnoses and stuff like that. How did you both come up with your project? You know, is this something that you've both been doing before, or was it just, you know, like, I want to come up with a project and this seems like something that would be meaningful?
Yeah, so this is also my independent research that I've been doing for a little over a year, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity to kind of bring it out there to the people. So that's why I submitted this to the National STEM Challenge competition. But it started off around last year, and I've kind of realized through COVID how difficult it is to receive a diagnosis for anemia, especially in areas of high population and less accessible healthcare. And this was especially kind of known through the pandemic, where, for example, like my grandparents in India, they weren't allowed to leave their apartments. And because of this, they couldn't access healthcare, such as testing for low hemoglobin, thyroid levels, blood pressure, and blood sugar as well. And most of these require samples of patient blood, such as hemoglobin and blood sugar. And they couldn't do this. And as a result, they ended up having to get treatment after for things that they couldn't, you know, control or even monitor during the pandemic. So seeing this and also seeing other experiences of people like that online, I wanted to kind of help this. And although I couldn't help my grandparents at the time, I want to see if I could help people who face similar struggles in the future as well. So that was my inspiration due to my project.
So I can talk about some of my inspiration. It was a little different from Advika's. because 2 years ago, I actually signed up to be a volunteer at a Walk MS event. And a Walk MS event is basically run by the National MS Society for Multiple Sclerosis. And the National MS Society kind of helps people, families who support people who are diagnosed with MS and tries to give as many resources as possible. So this Walk MS event, it's to raise more awareness for MS and raise money and get some more companies involved with making more treatments and finding solutions of how to prevent it. And so I went to Walk MS, and prior to this, I didn't really know how big or how many people MS affected, or didn't really know a lot about it. So I went to this event, and when I got home, I realized how many people, families, and friends were being affected by MS, like in my own community. And then the next day I went to talk to my teachers about it, because it was a really eye-opening experience. And I realized that one of my teachers, their nephew, also had MS. And so it was pretty, like, I saw people with my own eyes who had MS, and that's kind of when I got inspired to actually do something about it. And that's when I began my research to get to do something with MS and look for an early diagnosis option, because one of the biggest reasons why MS is so prevalent is it is so hard to get a diagnosis right, or to even find like a really good diagnosis method for MS, because when patients want to get diagnosed for something or want to check if they have MS, they have to go through a lot of tests, and it's a really long process, which is what I did my research for.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, I think it's such an important aspect of medicine to find ways for people to get these diagnoses earlier, so that they're able to, you know, hopefully get treatment and, you know, things of that nature. And I liked earlier bringing up about, you know, during the COVID pandemic, it was a lot harder to get it, you know, get in anywhere, you know, to like see a doctor and things like that. So I think these are great ideas. Now I'm curious, apps and machine learning, I mean, that seems to be the wave of the future for a lot of things. What was it about that as a solution, like respectively for each of you, that you felt was a good option for this?
Yeah, so my project is actually based on both. So to make the models to train the app, I use machine learning. And then to kind of make that into an accessible way to people to use these models, I made the app prototype. And the really cool thing about this is that it's a fairly new level of science. So there's not much data about images of the eye for anemia diagnosis. So it's difficult in that sense to kind of create models. But using machine learning, I was able to pinpoint like exactly why images of the eye can help you diagnose anemia. And specifically, it's because of the red pixel amount. So that rationale for my project was that there's blood vessels in the conjunctiva of your eye. So it's like this bottom tissue over here that reflect how much blood flow is going throughout your body. And because of this, so when you have anemia, you have less blood flow, less hemoglobin in your body, which means like less red blood cells that can carry enough oxygen to support your living cells. So depending on the paleness or like yellowness of this area, you can tell how anemic you are. So using machine learning, I was able to kind of extract that information and then use that in an app to make this more accessible and friendly for people who don't know about diagnosing by just looking at the eye, to be able to say like, oh yeah, I have anemia, or I'm borderline anemic, or if I may have anemia, I can now look into further options to diagnose that as well.
And for my project, I only use machine learning, and the idea of an app came up, but it was more focused on a specific feature or part of machine learning that I used. So in machine learning, there is something called feature selection. And my project was based on using that feature selection in machine learning to analyze a lot of medical data. So the issue with diagnosis in MS, as I said before, is there's a lot of different types of tests. So doctors get patients tested through blood tests, MRIs, nerve biopsy, which is a really painful process, by the way, and a lot of other processes. And even through all of this, it's all like crossing out other possible diseases that you might have. So there's no really definite answer to whether or not you have MS. And it only becomes really obvious as you as it progresses or as it develops. And that's the issue. So I used a field in or a topic in medicine. It's called metabolomics. Metabolomics are pretty much metabolites. They're really closely related to neurodegenerative diseases, which is what MS is. So I use a data set that took that measured all the metabolites from a few hundred MS patients. And I use feature selection in machine learning to analyze this data and give a list or based on the different models that I used, I had 50 different features, or in this case, metabolites, that kind of indicated whether or not, or were a really strong indicator of whether or not this patient had MS or didn't have MS. And that was the main idea behind my project. And it's really novel because these metabolomics, they are used in a lot of medical research, but not specifically for detecting MS. And it gets rid of all the other, like a lot of other tests that are required to diagnose MS. And it's a really big stepping stone to making diagnosis a lot easier for people as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, what's great about these projects is that anemia and MS are not extremely rare issues that people have. I mean, I myself have anemia, and I know several people close to me that either they themselves have MS or know loved ones who have MS. So this really hits home for a lot of people. And I think the more that we can do to, you know, help with these things, the better. Now, do you have, like, what are your future plans or like the next steps for these projects at this point in time?
So a really cool thing about both of our projects is that obviously they are derived from data that we extract from our body, so from ourselves. And the thing about MS is that you can also detect it using images of the eye as well. So other diseases, like even diabetes, you can also find through analyzing the eye. So it would actually be really cool if we can combine our projects in either sense and basically make it easier for patients to detect early onset symptoms of like anemia, even at MS, and other things. So maybe looking at like the back of the eye or the retinal scans or things like that. But that's a bit lofty, but a little bit more realistic is I would like to expand my focus into not just, I guess, detecting it, but also giving suggestions on how to improve your current diet or state of living to, I guess, reverse the next effects of anemia, and even, I guess, reaching out to local healthcare people and also suggesting, you know, what I can do next. And for, I guess, my research based, I want to make it easier to kind of take pictures of your eye without having any experience how to. So this can be like using deep learning to automatically select features of the eye that correspond to anemia levels and things like that.
So regarding MS, actually, there's several ideas I have in store for the future. I mean, this whole project, it can go in a lot of different directions, which I find really interesting. And for both of our projects, there's a lot more that we can do. So in the results of my research, I used around four or five different types of models, machine learning models. And across all these four different models, I found that there were 3 to 4 common metabolites, which are the features that I mentioned in machine learning terms. And these can also be a sign of an important factor or indicator that we can research in the future to better understand exactly why MS occurs, because that's unknown as well. And with my highest performing model, I also have a list of, I retrieved the top 50 metabolites out of the 270 that were tested. And these top 50 metabolites, they can be broken down by importance. And these 50 metabolites can also give us more insight into, if after we study them, why MS occurs, what these specific metabolites have in terms of connection to MS, because metabolites also, something interesting about metabolites is that they cross the blood-brain barrier. So, and that's something that MS is also affecting. So I think that's really interesting. And there's a lot more that we can do with the information data that we both collected.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of the future, you know, as you said, you're both seniors. What are the current plans as far as college career at this point? Or is that something that you're still kind of deciding?
I think over high school, I've kind of solidified my love for biomedical engineering. I really like the cross between medicine, technology, and engineering. So I'm really interested in med tech, specifically like prosthetics, even like implanted chip technologies, wearable sensor technology, monitoring technology, things like this. So I really want to get into, I guess, improving patient lives through technology, specifically things that are wearable, affordable, accessible, and kind of integrate fields of, you know, computer science and developing research that people have found through like physical hands-on research, and combine that with the experiences of people who've lived through these diseases, and I guess, you know, kind of like enhancing the network between patients and then researchers who develop these things as well.
So I really enjoy working with data, as you can probably tell. And doing this research project actually made me realize that I do enjoy working with data. And this was something that I was really passionate about, and I grew more fond of my research, and I wanted to, like, it just became more and more interesting as I was doing my research. So in the future, I definitely want to use more AI to solve other more persisting issues in a world. And there's a lot of things that can be solved with AI, like the hunger crisis. I mean, we have a lot of, it's a lot. We have a lot of, the main issue with that is distribution, and I think that can be solved with AI. And neural networks are also really popular, so using those to solve a lot of problems, and even both of our research too. And I'm also really interested in doing statistical research and studying statistics and computer science.
Well, that's really awesome. And yes, I think there are a lot of really important good things that AI could be used for. So it's kind of great to hear like your thought process on that. Now, the National STEM Festival is coming up very soon, in just a few weeks. I mean, I'm sure that you have to be excited to be able to do this together. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm super excited to network and meet all the other national STEM winners, and kind of just see professionals in the field and how they would like to, I guess, implement these things that we're working on. And also, I also want to meet people who have experienced things like anemia and maybe even MS, and see how they can take that further in corporate or the research field. So yeah, I'm looking forward to networking a lot.
So I'm actually really excited to meet all the other national STEM champions as well, because this is like a gathering of all these champions, and everyone is going to come with a really good project or research that they did. So I'm really excited to know what everyone else did. And it's a lot of new technology, a lot of new innovations that we have that we're doing right now too. So it's going to be really exciting to see all those projects, learn from other people our age too. So yeah.
For sure. I think it's going to be really exciting. And, you know, for people that are watching, don't forget that you can attend the National STEM Festival. That is an option. So definitely check out the website and hopefully get a chance to get to go see all these great projects that everyone has done. I think it's going to be just a wonderful event. Well, I am so excited to see where these projects go. And I think it's really exciting that this is something that you got to do together, as someone who has sisters myself. So, but thank you, Ananya and Advika, for joining me on the show. And for those who are watching, please make sure that you like, subscribe, share, comment, you know, all of that good stuff. Support these STEM champions, and we will see everybody next time on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.